Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are. Vayakel Pekude. Rishon. Vayakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael vayomer lehem ela advarim asher tziva Hashem la'asos osa. Moshe gathered the entire community of b'nei Yisrael and he said to them, these are the things that Hashem commanded you to do them. Rashi adds that this takes place after Yom Kippur, the day after he came down from the mountain. She also says that this is a Lashon Hefil, it's a passive voice, meaning that he did not go around literally gathering them all together. He made it known that everyone should gather, and they did. Shishish yamim ta'aseh malacha, v'yom ha'shvi yeh lachem kodesh shabbos shabbason la'Hashem kol ha'aseh vo malacha. 6 days shall you do work, and on the seventh day will be a holy day of Shabbos cessation for Hashem. Anyone who does malacha on this day shall die. Rashi tells us that first we teach the parsha of Shabbos and then the Mishkan to remind us that you cannot build the Mishkan on Shabbos. You shall not kindle fire in your house, in any of your houses on the Sabbath day. Rashi says that there are two different opinions in Chazal what this means, whether this is an extra commandment that adds on the other commandments, or this is a commandment unto itself. This is to say, is this an af malacha that would get skila or karetz, or is it simply a lav, an extra lo ta'ase, which is separate from the body of the laws of Shabbos, of lamed tes malachas. Vayomer Moshe al kol adas b'nei Yisrael lemor, ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem lemor. And Moshe said to the entire congregation of B'nai Yisrael, saying, this is the matter that Hashem commanded me to speak. Rashi adds, to you. Chu mitchem truma la'Hashem kol nediv libo yiviyah el es trumas Hashem, dahav v'chesef u'nechoshes. Take from yourselves a truma, a donation to Hashem. Anyone whose heart is filled with benevolence will bring their offering to Hashem, gold, silver, and copper. Tchelis for Agamon v'sola shani v'sheish v'izim shall be tchelis colored wool and purple colored wool and crimson colored wool and linen and goat hair. V'oros elim adamim v'oros techashim v'ateshitim and the skin of rams and colored red and the skin of the tachash and acacia wood. Oil for light and spices for the anointing oils and for the ketores, the incense offerings. And shoham stones and stones for that to be placed in the settings, both in the ephod and in the choshen. And all those wise of heart shall come and do the work that Hashem commanded them. As the Mishkan is Ohalo, es Michsehu, es Karasav, ves Karashav, ves Berichav, ves Amudav, ves Adonav. They shall make the Mishkan, and its tent, and its cover, and its clasps and its boards, the upright boards and the sockets, es ha'aron ves bada ves ha'kaporas ves ha'parochas ha'masach, the aron and its staves and the covering for the aron, and the Rashi explains that anything which it covers and protects it is a masach. It means a machitza, but also is a magin. It covers and protects. It's a shulchan ves badav ves kol kelav ves lechem upanim, and the table and its staves and all of its vessels and the lechem upanim. Rashi says again that the lechem upanim has different sides to it, so it has different faces. That's what's called lechem upanim. Ves menorah hamaor ves kelea ves neroseh ves shemen hamaor, and the menorah that gives light and its vessels and the lamps and its oil that is used to light with. Rashi says, why is it listing the oil? Because there's a unique way that the oil was made here as well, and therefore required Chacham Lev. You can't just somebody squashing an olive. Es mizbeach ha-ketores v'esbada v'eshemen ha-mishcha v'esketores ha-samen v'esmasach ha-pesach le-pesach ha-meshchan. And the altar, the incense was burnt on, and the staves that were used to carry it, and the anointing oil, and the incense itself, and the covering for the entrance of the Mishkan. Es mizbach ha'ola v'esmichbar ha-nechoshes asher lo esbadav v'eskolkela v'esakior v'eskano. The ola, altar, and its grating of copper, and all of its vessels, and the basin, and the stand. Es kaleya chatzer, es amudav, ves anea, ves masach shara chatzer. The curtains of the outer courtyard of the Mizbeach, and its pillars, and its sockets, and its covering that covers the entrance into the courtyard of the Mizbeach, of the Mishkan. Es yisdos ha-mishkan vis yisdos ha-chatzer vis mesrehem. The stakes of the Mishkan that hold the curtains down, and the stakes that hold the curtains of the courtyard down, and as well the ropes that are used to secure it. Es bigdei hasrad la-sharis ba-kodesh, es bigdei ha-kodesh la-aron ha-kohen, vis bigdei vanav la-chahin. For the menorah, the mizbeach, and the shulchan during their travels, serve in holiness, and the clothes for Aaron HaKohen and for his sons to serve. Yetsu kol adas b'nei Yisrael milifnei Moshe. The entire assembly of b'nei Yisrael left from before Moshe. Vayavo kol ish asher naso libo v'chol asher nadva rucho oso haviu trumas Hashem l'melech as oel moed l'chol avodaso l'vigdei ha-kodesh. And all of the men brought whatever their hearts desired them to bring, as well as anyone whose benevolence was elicited. They brought the offering to Hashem for the work of the oel moed and all of its avoda and the holy garments. Vayavo ha-nashim, al ha-nashim kol nediv lev, heviu chach v'nezem v'tabas v'chumas, kol kli zahav v'chol ish asher heniv tnufas zahav la-Hashem. And all the men went with the women, all who felt benevolent, and they brought the chach, which is a round piece of jewelry that goes on the arm, so like a bracelet. And the chumas was a piece of jewelry, like a jeweled undergarment, the nose ring, and a hand ring, and all of the different vessels of gold that anyone who donated gold to Hashem. Kol ish asher nimtze ito tcheles v'argam v'solas shani v'shesh v'yizim v'oros elim ma'adamim v'oros techashim heviu. And any person who he found in his possession tcheles the blue-green dyed wool and purple dyed wool and crimson dyed wool and linen and goat skins and ram's hides and dyed red and the skin of the tachash, they brought it. Kol merim trumas kesef and nechoshes v'heviu es trumas Hashem v'chol asher nimtze ito atzei shitim l'chol melechas avoda heviu. Anyone who donated the silver offering or the copper offering, they brought it this truma to Hashem. And anyone who brought with him acacia wood for the work in the Mikdash also brought it to Moshe Beinu. V'chol isha chachmat lev b'yedehem tavu v'eviu matveh es tcheles v'asa'argaman v'es tolas hashani v'sashesh. And any woman who is skilled of heart with her hands wove or spun, and they brought this spun threads, tchelis dyed wool, or purple dyed wool, or crimson dyed wool, or linen. V'chol anashim asher nasa liban lo sana b'chochma tavo es ha'izim. And all of the women who the spirit moved them, their hearts moved them with wisdom, spun them. V'nesiim heviu es avnei shoham ves avnei hamiluim le'efod le'lechoshet. And the princes brought the avnei shoham and the set stones for the ephod and the choshen. Rashi quotes Rabbi Nassin, who says that why did the Nesiim all bring these korbanos at the Chanukah HaMishkan, but they didn't do anything in the beginning of the Mishkan? Because they said, oh, you know, let the community donate, and we'll fill in the rest. But all of a sudden, there wasn't any of the rest for them to fill in. And therefore, it should have said Nesiim with an extra yud, but it doesn't, to show that they missed their opportunity. And spices and the oil for lighting and for the anointing oil and for the incense. Kol ish v'isha asher nadav libam osam hei lahavi l'chol malacha asher tziva Hashem la'asos b'yad Moshe heviu b'nei Yisrael nadava l'Hashem. Every man and woman that their heart of benevolence moved them to bring toward the work which was being done that Hashem commanded them into the hands of Moshe, they brought it, a gift of benevolence to Hashem.